Here's the next in our series of WhatHappensNow.com podcasts. Here, Officer Ron Ryer, the public information officer from the Minneapolis Police Department, offers tips on what to do immediately after a car accident.
Well, number one, if there are any injuries at all, you need to call 911. You need to get an ambulance to start responding to that accident. It's a myth, M-Y-T-H, myth, that police officers have to take an accident report at all accidents. We do not. If it's a property damage accident, what I mean by property damage is two vehicles hitting each other, they've caused damage to one or both vehicles, or a vehicle has struck a tree or a fence or something like that, a police officer does not have to respond. And even if they do respond, the police officers do not have to make a report. The police officers also do not have to issue a citation. A property damage accident is a misdemeanor offense that did not happen in the officer's presence. So when we go to a property accident and you say, hey, that person read a red light, you know what? I wasn't there. I didn't see that person running a red light. Obviously, if I see a car that's been struck in the middle, it indicates one of two things to me. The car that was struck in the middle either ran a red light, or the car that struck that car ran a red light. And now we depend on witness information and, of course, the driver's information to help us. In some cases, we will issue a citation, even though we weren't there. But we are not obligated to write an accident report. What we are obligated to do is to make sure that the drivers of the two vehicles have a current valid driver's licenses, and we also check to make sure that they both have current insurance. That's our obligation. In Minneapolis, we carry accident packets with us, so that if our officers go to an accident and they determine it's a property damage accident, we'll take an accident packet and give it to each driver. We have the drivers fill out their information, their name, their driver's license number, address, their telephone, their insurance number, the car license number, the insurance policy number, all of that information on themselves. Then they take that packet and they exchange it with the other driver. So now the other driver has all of your information and you have all of the other driver's information. And this is helpful when you contact your insurance company. Also in the packet is a state accident report. That is not something that the police fill out. That's something that you, as the driver of the vehicle, fill out. You turn that into the state of Minnesota, and it's there for reporting purposes only. It's not there to determine who is at fault.
For more tips on what to do after a car accident, head to WhatHappensNow.com and click on Help Center Car Accident.